ready down here. Hallelujah. We're ready? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah 28. And as you're turning to Isaiah 28, the Father wants to speak to our hearts and our lives something really important to us and to the body of Christ. You know, God always has a remnant. He always has a residue. And in this text, he's speaking to the residue of Judah. He's speaking to the remnant of Judah. And one of the things the Father wants to get into our hearts and our lives today, and you got to get a hold of this because it's valuable for what God can do in and through you in your life. The Word of God says, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And what I have found in my walk with the Lord is there's so many people that are afraid of the Holy Ghost. They're afraid of the Holy Spirit. They're afraid of the Spirit of God being manifested through them. And God wants to give us some insight today and some instructions in His Word. So if you look with me in Isaiah 28, verse number 5. The prophet said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of His people. Look to the one next to you and say, you are His remnant. You are His residue. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, we're not waiting for the gates of hell to come to us. We're storming the gates of hell. We're allowing God to arise and the enemy to be scattered. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink or out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so there is no place clean. I want to stop there for a moment. When I was reading this, the Lord reminded me that when I was in rebellion against the Lord, and I was under the influence of alcohol, I always wanted to talk about the Word of God while I was under the influence. And God wants to speak to the children of God right now. If you're drinking wine, don't be talking about the things of God. There's a spirit that comes out of wine and there's a spirit that comes from God. I'm not saying you can't have a drink of wine, but don't be doing your Bible study while you're drinking wine. Don't be getting your word from God while you're under the influence of alcohol, because it will be a distorted word. It will be moved by your feelings and not by the Spirit of God. He says in Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And he's not talking about being filled with the spirits of wine, but he's talking about being filled with the Spirit of God. So he says to us in verse number 9, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Now, this is where I want to speak to you today in verse number 11 and 12. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, and they're all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What does it mean to stammer? If you have a stammering lip will go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So when you're praying in your prayer closet and you're going shun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da In other words, when you're praying in another tongue, there's something that takes place in you. God is speaking directly to you. And he says in verse number 12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. You know, the Bible says, but beloved, in Jude verse number 20, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, there's something that changes with me. Amen. I become encouraged. I become strengthened. Amen. God gave me a tool to use for his kingdom. So today I want to speak to you this morning about receiving revelation, and we're going to look at the resting, the refreshing, and the rejecting. Okay? Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish something in every heart and every life, not only in those that have gathered here in the sanctuary, but those that are listening through Facebook and through the website, Father God. Lord, I pray like the prophet prayed of old, and speak to me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. May the words be from you and not from me, Father God. And as you send the word forth, may it accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against ears from hearing today. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word. And as your word comes forth, Father God, we'll give you all praise and glory, for it will accomplish what you sent it to do. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. We said with a stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. Does anybody grow weary here? The Bible says, and don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. How do we faint, not faint? We're praying and we're building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That doesn't mean every time we gather, you got to be praying in tongues. I go into my closet and pray. I go into the park and pray. I pray in the spirit more than I pray with understanding. Amen. I'm getting in line with the word of God. And all of a sudden, I find rest when I'm weary. In Exodus chapter 33, God is speaking to Moses. To Moses here in verse number 13. The word of God says, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that the nation is thy people. We're taking back this nation, okay? And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Now, how many are here or have the Spirit of God inside of them? Let me just see your hand. Do you have the Spirit of God with you? That means his presence is always with you. He said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always as close as the call of his name. He tells you and I got to adjust my mic, excuse me. Hallelujah. And Matthew 11, because I'm so small, soft-spoken, all right? Here's what Jesus, the instructions that Jesus gave us in Matthew 11, 28. And we're talking about resting. We're talking about resting in him. See, Moses had the Spirit with him. You and I have the Spirit in us. Amen? And then we could say what? We always say it, greater is he that is in me than is he that is in this world. And what we have to recognize, what's missing in our world today, is the church is in hiding, and the church has to come in hiding and take back what the enemy is trying to steal. Amen. All power has been given to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So he tells you and I, Jesus said, come unto me in verse 28, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you ever get tired of ministry? Well, we got to rest in the Lord. How do we rest in the Lord? We pray in the Holy Ghost. We're building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let me explain something to you. A yoke brings two animals together to work together to pull whatever they're pulling. A yoke is what brings them together. And God says that you are yoked to his son because it's through him that you'll be strengthened. And many times we try to do it in our own strength, the one without being yoked to the other. And we're saying, why am I so weary? And why don't I have rest? And he said, because you're not depending upon the yoke, that we're doing this together. Two, working together in unity. Amen. So in Hebrews chapter 4, are y'all with me? The writer of Hebrews says in verse number 1, he says, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard him. You know, the Bible says, without faith is it possible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Now the Spirit gives us rest, but when we come and we honor the Lord on the Sabbath and we celebrate the first day, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when we come and surrender ourselves, we find rest for our souls. So he says that he's speaking to us, he's encouraging us, to bring us rest. Amen. And he also says, and the refreshing. I don't know about you, but I constantly got to be refreshed. How many know that we get stale? Yeah. Amen. We're like the bread, if it isn't fresh bread, it gets crummy and stale. And it's the same thing as if God's word is the bread of life, if we just learning from the old word and we're not letting him speak to us day by day, hour by hour, all of a sudden we're living it on some stale stuff instead of some fresh stuff. How many like stale bread? Do you like stale bread? Anybody here like stale bread? Normally, we even take stale bread for communion sometimes. It's just, I don't know why we take stale bread. We ought to take fresh bread, should we not? Amen. I guess we're taking the dead bread for the dead body of Christ. I don't think bread has life anyway, but he's talking about refreshing. And you know something? Every time the Lord speaks to me about refreshing, he always speaks to me about something that he wants to do in my life. Every time I get into the presence of God, he doesn't talk to me about you. He talks to me about me. Amen. So when I'm praying with the stammering lips and another tongue, all of a sudden, usually the answers that I get is regarding things in my life. And he says, he said his yoke was easy, his burden is light. He never overburdens me. Amen. He just spoke to me about even in this year, we can't do the same thing and expect a different outcome. So things are changing. God wants to end this year with a bang. And I encourage you to come out Wednesday night. Do something different. Stop doing the same old thing and expect something to be different. Come out here and let's let God be glorified and magnified. And let him overfill us with his Spirit so that we can pour out his Spirit upon other people versus pouring out ourselves. But he says in refreshing, he took me to Acts chapter 3. Of course, verse number 19, where the word of God says, repent ye therefore and be converted. In other words, God doesn't want, when change comes, God doesn't say do the same thing, but I want to add to it. God says, repent and change. And if you repent and change and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. What are we talking about being refreshed in? What did the prophet prophesy to you and I, the residue, the remnant of Christ? What did he prophesy and say? With stammering lips and another tongue will bring me rest and will bring me refreshing. Amen. In other words, God is saying, don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be afraid of. He says to you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, when I am refreshed in the Spirit of God, then all of a sudden I can bring a refreshing to others. Amen. And the Apostle Paul, he's writing to the church of Corinth here in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. He's speaking about his student Titus. He says, therefore we are comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. In other words, when we are resting in the Lord by the Spirit of God and we're being refreshed by His Spirit, all of a sudden we become refreshing others. How many know that people need to be refreshed? How many know in the world that we're in right now that we need to be refreshed? God says that everything is going to be okay. Hello? Amen? He says, for us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not or we don't give up. So he says in Philemon, verse number 6, Philemon, verse number 6. Paul writes to Philemon, and we'll start verse number 5. The apostle says, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and toward how many saints? All. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. So if we're looking for the refreshing, to be refreshed in the Holy Spirit, God refreshes us to refresh others. Amen? Amen. Don't start talking to your brothers and sisters about everything that's wrong. Let's talk about some things that are right. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. How many have some good things? How many did God do something good for this year? How many did God deliver? How many were faced with things where the world said you were facing death, but God brought healing and life? Come on now. Come on. Hey, God is still on the move, and he's moving greatly. Amen? And we're going to usher in his return. So he says in the text, and they would not. In other words, the prophet Isaiah spoke to many, to the residue, to the remnant of Judah, to find rest, to be refreshed, but they rejected the word. The rejecting. And the word of God says to you and I in Isaiah chapter 30, Isaiah 30, verse number 15. He says, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. Amen. You know, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. He said with stammering lips and another tongue that we'll find rest, that we'll find refreshing if we receive it and do not reject it. God has given us every good gift, and perfect gift comes down from above from the Father of lights, and whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So he says to you and I in Zechariah chapter 7, the prophet Zechariah in Zechariah 7. You know, when I was asking the Lord, he said he was going to end this year with a bang. He was going to bring 2021 in with a shout. And the only way it's going to truly be in a bang in the end and a shout in the new year is for us to get in the Holy Spirit and be acting out of the Spirit of God versus the spirit of this world. Amen. We're in this world. We're not of this world. Amen. We're ambassadors for Christ. And the prophet Zechariah prophesied in verse number 11. He said, but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words of the Lord of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. And there's a great wrath that's coming. And God's saying, hey, church, if we're truly going to be the church, the last day church, the end time church, it's got to be moved by the Spirit of God and not by the spirit of flesh. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And this is where the church is today. Verse number 3. For the time will come when they will not adore sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Boy, is that the world we're living in today? Amen. Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Lord spoke to us a little bit this morning, and I want to say this again. I hear people saying all the time, the Lord told me to do this, and it doesn't align with God's word. And if it doesn't align with God's word, he never told you to do it. There's a deceiver and there's a liar and the father of all lies in this world that twists the word of God, and it's all about feeding your flesh and not the spirit of God. In other words, we're saying it would be better for you to say the Lord didn't say for me to do it, but my flesh was weak and I had to give in to my flesh. Amen. Don't put God's name on it. He says to you and I in 1 Peter, in closing, chapter 1, in receiving, to receive. We're looking at finding the rest, the resting, the refreshing, the rejecting. He said, because they would not, but it's important for us to receive, to be good receivers. Now, Dallas is going to play the Philadelphia Eagles today. And Deshaun Jackson is supposed to be back on the field. And Roy, I have not watched a game this year, amen, because there's no fans in the stadium, and I know there's no energy there. So I haven't watched the game, so it doesn't matter. But unless Deshaun Jackson catches the ball, he is not going to get any yardage. And unless we receive the word that the Lord is speaking, it's not going to benefit us. Amen? In other words, and what is the Lord saying? Don't be afraid of stammering lips in another tongue. It's for your benefit. He says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 9, the Apostle Peter says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with what? With the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So what is the Lord saying to you and I simply in closing today? He is saying, hey, we can find all the rest we need through Jesus Christ. He's the resting through the Spirit of God. When I'm resting in the Spirit, all of a sudden my soul is refreshed. My soul is refreshed because I did not reject Him in His Word. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is for the benefit of each and every one of us. The Bible says the law was abolished in Christ Jesus. It was the ceremony of the law. It wasn't the word. God is the Genesis to Revelations and everything in between. And what He is saying to you and I today, simply in closing, is when we're building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, we're finding rest. We're finding refreshing because we did not reject, that we were open to receive from the Spirit of God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Apostle Paul in the church of Corinth, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is, let's not compare ourselves with others. You know, sometimes we measure ourselves with others. And God said, don't measure yourself with others. I want to do a work in everyone. God wants to do a work in every heart and every life. He says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number who compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of the things wherewith our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, though we reach not unto you, for we are not come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. And basically what the Apostle Paul was saying is, when we're applying the word, let's not compare ourselves to one another. Let's not brag about ourselves. I'm not here to say that I'm filled more than anybody else. What I'm saying is that all of us need to be filled. And if you're truly wanting the rest that God has provided, you got to ask Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And then you will be refreshed. But as long as you keep rejecting the gift of the Spirit of God, you'll keep going through the same weariness, the same battles. But God sent His word here to you today to accomplish something in your heart and life. And what He is saying to you today is, don't be afraid of a stammering lip or another tongue. Because it's in wherewith you're going to find some rest and refreshing. Don't be like the children of Israel that would not receive what God had for them. For the Father says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? God sent me to you today, not only to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, but to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. And you're baptized by the Holy Ghost by asking Him to. So can we bow our heads today? Father, we thank You today that You sent Your word here to accomplish what You sent it to do. Father, I pray that You minister to each heart and life of those that are here today, and those that are on the website, and those that are on Facebook, Father God. Your word said, for whosoever shall call upon You shall be saved, but not only be saved, but to be filled. Your word declares that if we being evil know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So in the privacy of your home and the privacy of this sanctuary today, ask the Lord to fill you with His Spirit. Say, dear Jesus, fill me with your Spirit, Father God. May I be filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, with a stammering lips in another tongue, so I can pray, Father God, the prayer of faith, Father God, so that I can be strengthened in your power and might, so I can find the rest that you provided for me, so I can find the refreshing, Father God. In this time of storm that's in this world, I can rest in the midst of it by the Holy Spirit. I can be refreshed in the midst of it in the Holy Spirit, and I can renew others to you by the resting and the refreshing that we have received. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every believer. And the ones that didn't believe, that just began to believe, Father God, pour your Spirit out of them in a special way today, Father God. Oh, fill the atmosphere, Father God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Lord, we operate in your freedom that you purchased for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.